Space. Some regions are vast and empty, other areas we call closets. Fortunately, Kevin from the Container Store has answers.
Right.
Kevin, what gives you the power over space?
I'd say Elfa customizable closets. With free design and Elfa's adjustable shelving and drawers, I can create space in any size closet.
Kevin, master of space and closets.
Or just Kevin. Plus, right now, save 30% on Elfa and installation and earn up to $500 in credit through February 10th.
At the Container Store, where space comes from.
Wait, where is that music coming from?
Digital Mister! Hey, what I said, sir! Yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir! Woo! Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said, yeah!
I said, yeah!
Clarendon Connection with the host Dr. Rowan Cameron, and truly we're giving God praise to be alive, because in him we live and move and have our being. Wherever you are, coming straight from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond, this is the Clarendon Connection, and this evening we have on our special guest, Miss Kimone Rose, who is Miss Clarendon Festival Queen for 2018. And she hails from the district of Crossville in Clarendon. She will be on for the full hour on the Clarendon Connection. So tell your friends, tell your loved one to tune in to the Knowledge Station. the trendsetter. As we continue to impart the history of our country and our parish. It was Carrington that day, who was the first breadbasket of Jamaica. It is Carrington that produced Claude McKay. It is Carrington that produced Percy Junior. And it was Carrington that produced the man who was at the helm of the Reggae Boys when they became the first English-speaking Caribbean country to enter into a FIFA World Cup. And it's Clarendon that produced a famous lawyer by the name of J.A.G. Smith. One of the first Olympic gold medalists in Jamaica was Herb McKinley, was born in Clarendon. This is the Clarendon connection. And wherever you are, all over the world, making the international connection. From the center of the island, the foot of the Bullet Mountain, we continue to impart knowledge. Because a man who don't know their history is like a tree without roots. The last Wednesday of January 2019. Friday, a new month will take shape in we have many things making the headline in our papers. The abortion issue is in the news again. Medical marijuana is also in the news again. We recently see the staging of Rebel Salute. Another successful year for them. Another calendar event. And today we'll be talking to our special guest, Miss Kimona Rose. We're going to take a station break and then we come back and we talk to our guest. Take it away in the studio, Mr. HB.
Empress Echo presents her brand new single on the DC production label, No Better Than Nobody. Available on iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, CD Baby, and all other media platforms. For bookings, call 1-516-581-3259 or 299-9160. Follow Empress Echo Reed on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Empress Echo Reed.
Nobody no better than nobody, no matter how.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Dr. Cameron. Checking out on Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And wherever you are, we want you to tune in this evening. We'll be talking to our special guest, Miss Kimona Rose, Festival Queen, Clarendon Festival Queen for 2018. And she recently launched Think Jamaica. Miss Rose, are you on?
Hi, I'm here. Greetings, Pastor Cameron.
Wonderful. Welcome to the Clarendon Connection. I was just telling them that you are the 2018 Festival Queen for Clarendon, and which we are so proud of you because
you hail from the district
of Crossville in Clarendon. Now go ahead and tell us about yourself. I just met you on Saturday, but tell the people about who is Kimona Rose.
All right, so I'm Kimona Rose. I'm 25 years old. I'll be turning 26 in 2 months. I am a graduate of the University of the West Indies, where I studied marketing. So currently, I am a project manager and a wedding planner, and I'm, if you may say, a philanthropist. Yes, that's pretty much me. I'm very passionate about mental health, you know, youth engagement, getting young people involved in national development and literacy.
All right, Kimona. I want you to walk us back through the years. What was growing up like in Crossville like? What school did you go to, and how did you reach to be Miss 2018 Festival Queen?
Okay. Well, I was born in Crossville, and I went to the Ruby Mitchell Basic School. I was taught by, I'm not sure if anyone would know, Miss Maureen, Miss Pasco, and those were some very exciting years for me because I was doing very well in school from a very young age. And from then, I used to be involved in JCDC competitions, you know, participating with my peers. And then I moved on to primary school. That's Kellett's Primary School, and where I spent 6 years. That was also very exciting. I formed a lot of the relationships I now have with people I met there. And I'm also very much, you know, appreciative of the time spent at Kellett's Primary School. That was the foundation for getting me to Clarendon College, where I spent 3 years. I was doing very well there as well, but I think because of, you know, familiarity with my peers, I started to fall back, my grades started to drop and everything. So I realized that I know what my capabilities are, and I told my sister I want to move to Dinthill. So that's how I got to Dinthill Technical High School. That's in St. Catherine. And I used to travel back and forth from Clarendon to St. Catherine for school until I finished in 2013. Yes. So I spent the rest of my high school years.
Hold on, Kimona. This is interesting because you went to Kellett Primary School. I am a part of that organization. Also,
nice.
Who was the principal at Kellett's Primary School when you went there?
When I was there, the principal was Mr. Ferron. And yes, Mr. Ferron at the time.
Yes, and he did very well. I mean, we know him from Clarendon College. His name was called Gussie Clark, Gussie Ferron.
Yeah, okay.
We call him Gussie. But any teacher that was at Kelly's Premier at the time that you went there and stands out, comes out in the forefront in your mind, and what was outstanding about,
definitely,
you know, your interaction with them?
Definitely. So I had a very great experience at Kelly's Primary, and not only from the teachers who taught me, but other teachers as well. I remember Mrs. Gardner, who taught me at grade one. I remember Mrs. Portios, she taught me at grade three. Mrs. Ferron taught me at grade two. And I had Mrs. Thompson, I believe she's Mrs. She's from Scheme. I think she's still living there. And then I was taught by Mrs. Williams. She's from Seven Grown. And for grade six, Mrs. Edmond. And grade six, I can tell you, Mrs. Edmond, even when we were graduating, everybody was crying because she made such an impact on those that final year we had in primary school leading up to GSAT. And this is not to say the other teachers didn't make an impact. They all made such, powerful difference in our lives. And, you know, I'll always remember my time spent at Kellett's Primary School.
Oh, all right. Living in Cross Hill, though, which church were you affiliated, or which church you went to? And anybody in Cross Hill who was not a teacher, you know, who really come to cause an impact in your life?
Okay, so I grew up in the Seventh-day Church of God. That's the church on the hill in Stewardale before you get to Croftgate, between Karna and Croftgate. And I went there up until about 14 years old. So I pretty much grew up in the church. And for some time, I wasn't going to church there. And then I started to go to Baptist Church. That's the Paradise Baptist Church. There, they have a fantastic youth group. And I remember after school going there, interacting with young people. And that was also memorable for me.
So the pastor at the Paradise Baptist time was Dr. O.J. Harris?
No. Well, when I started going there, it's Pastor Bailey, Reverend Bailey.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do. But I didn't start going there at that time. Matter of fact, one of the reasons I started going to Baptist Church was because of Shanique. I met her at Clarendon College. And when I heard that they moved to Crossville, you know, I became interested, so I started to going to church there as a result of her. And then I met some wonderful people there, so I just continued until I actually left Crossville to pursue school.
Yes, and Reverend Bailey is still at the Crossville Church. He's also the chairman for the North Clarendon Ministers Fraternity. I have great interaction with him and his family. A really wonderful set of people out there in Crossville.
Yes, definitely.
Tell me about your days at the famous Clarendon College.
Oh, Clarendon College. well, you know, I'm trying to remember, but most of my days I know are spent in classes, as should be the case. So I remember the many teachers I had because of how diverse the subjects were that I was doing at the time, because I didn't pick any subjects to focus on. So I remember in one year we covered about 19 different subjects, and that was grade 9. That was exciting, but it was a lot of pressure. But Clarendon College was definitely 3 years of, you know, really challenging myself, because I was placed in classes with very brilliant students. And I know I'm brilliant as well, but it took work. It took a lot of work to really, you know, continue doing well. It didn't come as easy as, you know, maybe primary school. So the first few years were definitely tough, settling into myself. And at that time, you know, I was going through puberty, getting to know myself some more and really forming an identity. So those years were rough, if I should
say so.
Who
was the principal at that time when you went?
At that time, the principal at the time, I'm trying to remember, because my brain is kind of foggy when it comes to Clarendon College. I remember Mr. Stone, and I remember Mr. Willis was there in my few, the last years I had there. Mr. Willis was principal.
Oh, yeah, and Mr. Willis is from Cross Hill, too, as well. He's now Justice
Yes,
Smith, and he's in charge of the Anglican Church.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
Castle Tree and down by Arthur Seat and Road and all in the preacher, you know. So I know Mr. Willis
and
quite
a lot. And he was
also
principal for Charlemont High School.
That's interesting. So we are talking to Miss Kimoni Rose, who is a Miss Festival Queen for 2018 for Clarendon. We're going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our chat with our Festival Queen, our own Clarendon, Miss Kimoni Rose. Take it away, station.
Freedom!
Dr. Cameron with the Clarendon Connection, and I have as my guest this evening, Miss Kimoni Rose. Kimoni Rose. She is Clarendon Festival Queen 2018, and we are so excited to have her on the show. Moreover, she ate from Mother in Clarendon in Crossville. And we are really excited to have her on the show as our guest this evening. She has been taking us through her walks of life. And we are just giving God thanks. She has been to Ruby Mitchell, and then she went to Kellidge Primary. And, of course, she had the famous Clarendon College for a couple of years. But we are
back.
Ms. Rose, are you there?
I'm here.
Right. I know you said you're just going on to 26, and I want to explain to you about the music that was just played. It's by this Kettle.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Guns of Navarone, because, you know, our music, we came from the Rocksteady era, to all the way to reggae, you know, which Bob Marley really took across the world and made us even more famous, you know. And,
yeah.
And Clarendon itself has produced a lot of great in the reggae, in the musical arena,
mm-hmm.
because it was Toots and the Maytals is a Clarendonian. You know that man,
yes,
that sing Bam
yes.
Bam 54, 46, and Freddie
Toots.
McGregor.
Yes.
Right, so you were talking about your Clarendon College. Then you move from Clarendon College and then you go into where? Dintil?
I went to Dintil, and that's where I spent the rest of my high school years, as well as sixth form, 2 years at sixth form.
So while you were there, did Dintil never won in the Doncaster Cup at the time you were there?
I really don't remember. Like, I remember going to some football matches, but I didn't really follow up.
What sports were you involved in, if any?
I wasn't really involved in much sports. I was more inclined to academics, but in my lower six, I challenged myself to participate in volleyball. Now, that didn't work out for too long, but I really tried. But I realized,
uh-huh.
you know, sports really isn't my thing. So I do what I do best. I stick to academics.
But all work and no play make Jill a dull. Girl, what do you do when you're not studying?
Well, when I'm not studying, I enjoy watching TV. I don't watch it so much anymore, but I used to enjoy watching TV and documentaries, reading, you know. I'm very artsy as well, so there are times when I would draw or get creative, whether it be making flowers out of cartridge paper or painting, whatever the case is, I just got creative.
So what books do you enjoy reading? I said you do some reading. What books do you enjoy reading?
Well, I enjoy biographies, so I've read a few. I enjoy, you know, nonfiction, like anything I can really learn from. But there are certain books which have really made an impact on me. One of them is, let me see here. I'm actually looking at my bookshelf right now. So there's one called The Alchemist. And that has really made an impact. I read it recently. It's one of the more memorable books for me.
Have you ever read Ben Carson? Anything by Ben Carson?
I actually have a book in my hand right now, and it's The Big Picture. I haven't finished reading it. I'm halfway, but I haven't completed it as yet. So that's A Big Picture by Ben Carson.
Have you read,
really
read Gifted Hand by Ben Carson?
Not yet, but I have watched a movie.
Okay.
But
and
I really
you said
would
you
love to read
you have
book.
Read a lot of autobiography. Did you read The Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama?
Not yet. I do have two Barack Obama books here. There is one called Dreams from My Father. And then
uh-huh.
there's another one, which I haven't touched just yet. I'm waiting on the opportune time to read it. But I do have them here. You know, sometimes
okay.
I buy books
about,
and I put them.
What about the autobiography
mm-hmm.
of Martin Luther King? You have read that?
Not yet.
Okay. So what else are you into besides reading and painting?
Well, besides reading, I love business, so I have ventured into planning weddings because I love weddings as well. So a lot of my time is spent working on, like, my current wedding. You know,
I love planning events. Okay, so when I sat and watched the wedding of the Prince and Merkel the other day, were you a part of that?
Well, I was watching. I really enjoyed it. It really, that was a very different royal wedding. There were aspects of it which were very different, including the fact that the bride is mixed. So there were elements of the black culture, and I really enjoyed it. I really did enjoy that.
Yes, and she's an American getting married to an English guy.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, so that definitely made history. Yeah.
Have you done any traveling? Where have you gone to? What have you done?
Well, I have traveled, not extensively, but I've been to Montserrat, and it's like I've been there once, and I really connected with the people there, so I'm hoping to go back there soon. I've been to Canada just recently, this Christmas, and nowhere else really. I'm just making preparations to travel.
Where in Canada are you?
I was in Brampton.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a nice place.
Yeah. So I experienced the snow for the first time.
Did you go to Niagara Falls?
No, I didn't get the chance to, but on my next trip, I definitely will.
Will you visit the CN Tower, though?
Yes. Well, I didn't go there, but I saw the the CN Tower.
It's lovely, man. You should, the next time you go there, make sure you take a ride. Go all the way to the top. It has a revolving restaurant, and it's awesome in the night.
Yeah, I heard. On my next trip, I'll be sure to enjoy, you know, all those things which make Canada. I didn't try any maple syrup.
How do you love the cold?
I enjoyed it, but I don't think if I was there at this moment, I would be enjoying it because I'm seeing the snow is very high. When I was there, I don't think it was more than an inch, but now
Whoa.
I'm seeing very thick snow, you know, and I don't think I'd love that, but I did enjoy the cold when I was there.
That's wonderful. So you went to the university and you said you studied marketing. How were the years at the university years?
Well, UWE was a great experience. For one, I'll always tell people I love UWE because of the diversity, you know, different Caribbean people coming together as well as people from, you know, countries far, what we never ever hear about. I was in classes with lecturers who, you know, are very prominent Jamaicans, and they have a lot to say. And one such is Dr. Damian King, who is a very memorable lecturer. He taught principles of economics, and to this day I still follow him on Twitter. Because I think, you know, they have very, very good points as it relates to economics and just breaking it down so people like me can understand it. But my years at UWE were definitely memorable.
And what all did you stay then?
Well, I didn't board. I wasn't living on hall, but I was assigned to the Taylor Hall. I didn't participate in much activities, hall activities. I didn't feel connected. Unfortunately, I wish I had gotten more involved, but I cannot relate to the hall experience at all.
Yeah, well, one of the more famous hall is the Mary Seacole Hall. You know, Mary Seacole, you know, did she did well as a nurse back in the wars and stuff like that. Because we have heard of a Florence Nightingale, but when history will tell you that Mary Seacole has done a lot, you know, for our people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am aware of Mary Seacole.
Right. So tell us now of your role to becoming Miss Clarendon Festival Queen 2018. How did it start? What was the journey like and to be at this pinnacle now?
Yes. So I have always loved watching the coronation. I usually watch it with my big brother, you know, years now. We've been watching it together. It became my favorite pastime. And I always said, you know, I want to enter and win, you know. And, well, the focus was really on representing my parish because I'm a proud country girl. Anybody will tell you, I'm a very proud country girl. So I wanted to represent Clarendon and, you know, Cross Hill, because I know we haven't had a queen from Cross Hill, whether at the parish level or the national level. So I thought it would have been a big deal as well. And then it was also an opportunity for me to use the platform to carry out the projects I've always been so passionate about. So my journey started from watching Festival Queen on television and really realizing that it's possible that I can enter this. And so I entered. I waited until the very last opportunity, you know, because you can enter only between the ages of 18 and 25. So I was 25 when I entered. And I was so elated when I was told, you know, you're officially a contestant in the Miss Clarendon Festival Queen, and just the whole journey, meeting the young ladies. Mm-hmm. There were about 10 of us. Was it that many? Yes, there were about 10 of us. Most of them are from Maypen, well, Maypen side, not necessarily in Maypen. But for me, like going to training, because I'm residing in Kingston, leaving Kingston every weekend, going to Clarendon, coming back same day, twice, so Saturday, Sunday, it was hectic. No lies, it was so hectic, but I
all
tried
right,
my
hold,
best.
Hold it right here, Kimoni, hold it right here. We're going to take another break, and then when we come back, we're going to be wrapping up the show. But hold it right here, we're talking to Miss Clarendon Festival Queen for 2018. Kimoni Rose is going to be taking a break, and we'll be coming right back. Don't touch that dial. Take it away, studio. This is Dr. Cameron coming to you from Turquoise Clarendon.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Cameron and the Clarendon Connection with my special guest this evening, Miss Clarendon Festival Queen 2018. Miss Kimoni Rose, as she take us through the different stages of her life. And now she is our queen from Northern Clarendon. It is a Cross Hill that produced a Mina Israel. It is a Clarendon that produced a Faye Ellington. It's a Clarendon that produced a Paula Ann Porter. It's a Clarendon that produced a A.C. McDonald, who was former agricultural advisor to former Prime Minister Michael Manley. You're on the Clarendon Connection. And we're talking to Miss Kimoni Rose. Jamaica has done well on the world stage. In 1962, it was Joan Crawford who became the first Jamaica Miss World. And then in 1975, Cindy Breakspeare. And in 1995, it was Lisa Anna. And Miss Ben came very close. And we continue. Now we have Miss Kimoni Rose, Festival Queen 2018 for Clarendon. So how was your journey? Continue with your journey with us, Miss Rose.
All right, so I was talking about, you know, getting into the rehearsal aspect of at the parish level and, you know, just being committed, leaving from Kingston twice every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, to get to Maypen for rehearsals and back to Kingston. And that journey really taught me, you know, staying committed and what can result from it, because it was through that experience that I stood resolute and, you know, tell myself I can actually win this and I'm just going to push through. And I was victorious in the end, and I'm proud because the ladies I was competing with, they're very brilliant, they have talent. And, you know, they have ideas which can really change their communities, the parish, and by large, Jamaica. So winning really is something I appreciated. And that also was my opportunity to represent the parish at the national level.
So what was the preparation like, too? Well, after you heard that you are now officially in the contest, what was the preparation like? And to get up to that stage when you hear that Miss Festival Queen for Clarendon 2018, you know, how that felt?
Well, I was excited. I was very excited because it's something I've been looking forward to. And that was my opportunity to go to nationals. And so, you know, in preparing for the parish level and the national, I would do a lot of research, get to know more about Clarendon, and really put my ideas together as to how I intend to impact my parish and Jamaica at large. And it really, I didn't enter for a self-esteem, to build self-esteem per se, but it really contributed to how I view myself. It improved my perception of myself far more than it was. And I'm excited. And going to national, we can talk more about going into the national competition. That we spent the parish queens, each parish queen, that was 13 of us, spent a week together, well, 2 weeks together before the coronation. We got to know each other. We joked around. To this day, we're still friends. We're all still friends, even though it was a competition. We would realize it's not that serious. So we built relationships, and it was very exciting. Practicing, you know, how to respond to questions, educating myself somewhere on our culture, and just putting myself out there and representing myself and my parish well.
Is there anything that during this time that you learned about Clarendon that you would want to share with us. I haven't involved myself in researching the history of our parish. But is there anything that stands out that you want to share with us about Clarendon?
Well, you mentioned a lot of the things which I, for one, am proud of. The people who we have produced, and you didn't mention Barrington Levy, but he's one of them. I'm very proud of the people we have produced, and I'm very proud of the people who, even if they're not famous, Clarendonians, no matter where you go in this world, I think you can find one of us. And we are everywhere, in every crease and crevice, making an impact. So I'm proud of the people. I'm proud of our natural resources. The fact that we're big on agriculture, where we have the natural resources, we have the mineral baths and all of that. I love that I can brag about my parish and what we really possess, you know, and how we have contributed to what Jamaica is now.
Right, and we have the second tallest mountain in our country. The Bullhead Mountain is over 4,000 feet tall, and we are very proud of it, and it's also the centerpiece of the island.
Yes. Yes, the center of the island. Yeah. So we have a lot to be proud of. And I should also, I mentioned agriculture. I should also mention Denby. So the Denby Agricultural Show is actually the Caribbean's largest agricultural show. And it's held yearly in Denby, Clarendon. That's something big for us to be able to pull people from all over the island and from different parts of the world to our parish at least once a year. That's something really powerful, you know? And I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, because even the last show that was held in Denby last year, I was there, and you know, the Clarendon Connection, the Caribbean Radio Show, we broadcast from there last year at the Denby Radio Show. Even though it was raining, but it was an awesome show.
Yes. Yeah.
And also in terms of issue with Denby, the Denby Agricultural Show was started by a man by the name of Rudolph Burke. He was the one who started it, and you know, even until today, it is still very much going on, and that is really, oh, you know, every Caledonian are indeed proud of.
Yes.
But I have one disappointment with Denby, though. I believe that an agricultural show of that magnitude should not be, you know, charging so much for entry fee. I think if they lower the entry fee, then more people would come in and purchase the goods, because after death's over, most of those goods are perishable. So I am suggesting to the powers that may be that what they need to do, lower the entry fee for Denby, let more patrons come into the show, so that when the show is over, a lot of the products can be sold, and it will be beneficial to everybody.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation. Yeah.
So where do you go from here, Kimoni? Where do you go from here? What happened next for you?
Well, what I'm working on currently, as you would know, you were at the launch of Think Mental Health Jamaica, and we'll be launching a pilot program focusing on Crofts Hill and Kellett's, because, you know, we can't leave out Kellett's, and it will really focus on mental health, promoting mental health, destigmatizing mental illnesses, providing assistance where possible, and really allowing people to know where to get help if they need it. Right? So we have launched, and we'll be carrying out a number of activities over the next 8 months, like workshops, school tours, art therapy sessions. You know, we'll be launching an online video series, a 10-part, so people can look out for that. I'll be doing church visits and, you know, any other activities to educate people and allow people to feel as if their voice is important. It's really about fostering a healthy environment for discussions about mental health. Because as we know, like, our culture really does not facilitate that. It doesn't. We're not too open when it comes to mental health and mental illnesses.
Right, and there are different forms of mental illnesses, Kimoni. Do you want to just go give a short explanation of what you're actually talking about? Because people in Jamaica just see it as you know, one-dimensional. Once you mention mental illness, they just think about, you know, madness. So just slowly explain to your listeners what we're talking about.
Well, I must make it clear that I'm not an expert, but I did study psychology, so I would have some knowledge. And I'm still educating myself, so I do have some knowledge on mental health. As it relates to mental illnesses, there are a wide variety of issues that can affect individuals. And as someone shared, Rochelle Pinnock shared at the launch, there is a wide spectrum from, you know, very manageable, common mental health problems to the extreme. And each of us fall somewhere on that spectrum. Right? So what we really want to do is to educate individuals on the different mental illnesses and the fact that it's not just one-dimensional. It's not just one. Everybody or individuals who have mental challenges are affected differently. And it's not everybody who's affected to is violent. There are different messages that we'll be sharing. People with mental illnesses are not always violent, right? They don't always need to be medicated. There are a lot of messages we'll be spreading. And the fact that, too, even though in our lifetime some of us may never have a mental illness, we all have a mental health, and we're all susceptible to having some challenge as it relates to our mental health.
So what are some of the basic, like, remedies you have for you know, say mental health in whatever category they might fall into?
All right, so no matter what, wherever you fall or wherever we fall on the spectrum, because I'm including myself, it is very much important to take care of ourselves. So self-care, understanding who we are, what motivates us, what causes us to be driven into depression and anxiety. We need to understand ourselves and actually work towards improving our environment and whatever triggers us. So self-care is definitely a message I'm pushing, as well as seeking help when needed. It's okay to seek professional help. Do not feel as if, you know, if you need help, people are going to stigmatize you. Like, it is already stigmatized. Don't make, because of, you know, whatever discrimination is happening, you prevent yourself or don't allow yourself to get the necessary assistance. Take care of yourself and get professional help if needed.
And are there any signs that say the layman might see who would then realize that such and such a person need medical help? As I mentioned before, you know, my dad have Alzheimer's and you know, he did not see the signs coming, you know. But they were there, like, you know, he did strange things and we just thought that, oh, that's just, you know, normal. So how do a layman see those signs and what precautions should be taken?
All right, so you can look out for various signs and symptoms, like persons being consistently sad or down or, you know, worrying, extreme worrying. It's okay to worry now and then, but if it becomes excessive, then, you know, that's a sign that we may need to get some help. if a person is confused, like excessively confused or forgetful, if there are extreme mood changes, you know, withdrawals, if a person is always so tired, low in energy and have sleeping issues, there are many symptoms we can look for. And again, a lot of these symptoms may not be as a result of mental health issues, but there are also signs. There are also signs and symptoms of them. But you have to look at a number of factors. So it's all about, you know, just taking care of each other, looking out for each other, checking up on each other, and kind, being empathetic, because that's what life is really about.
Right, that's true. That's true. You want to talk about? You mentioned that you want to raise some funds for the helping of this project to go forward. You want to talk about that?
Oh, definitely. So, in order for this project to be successful, we're looking to raise $1 million Jamaican dollars. And this will help us to fund the various initiatives. I mentioned the workshops, the school visits, the church visits. This is what we'll be funding, as well as, you know, having some money where if an individual needs assistance, we can provide some funding. If they need a taxi fare to go to the doctor, whatever the case may be, if they need a little money to buy medication or something, there will be some money reserved for that. So we really want to raise this amount, and it would be awesome if I could get everybody on board. Every mickle make a muckle. If it's a dollar you have, it will contribute to that $1 million that we're trying to raise. So just reach out to me. I will provide my phone number. It's 1-875-3394, and we can discuss ways in which you can help.
All right, thank you for being on the show, Miss Clarendon Festival Queen 2018, Miss Kimani Rose, the lady who hails from Crossill in Northern Clarendon, and this is the Clarendon Connection with Dr. Cameron, checking out all those who have been tuned to the show. Canada, we got your text, Dr. Atkinson. We just want to say wishing you a good night and stay sweet.
Space. Some regions are vast and empty, other areas we call closets. Fortunately, Kevin from the Container Store has answers.
Right.
Kevin, what gives you the power over space?
I'd say Elfa customizable closets. With free design and Elfa's adjustable shelving and drawers, I can create space in any size closet.
Kevin, master of space and closets.
Or just Kevin. Plus, right now, save 30% on Elfa and installation and earn up to $500 in credit through February 10th.
At the Container Store, where space comes from.
Wait, where is that music coming from?
Space. Some regions are vast and empty, other areas we call closets. Fortunately, Kevin from the Container Store has answers.
Right.
Kevin, what gives you the power over space?
I'd say Elfa customizable closets. With free design and Elfa's adjustable shelving and drawers, I can create space in any size closet.
Kevin, master of space and closets.
Or just Kevin. Plus, right now, save 30% on Elfa and installation and earn up to $500 in credit through February 10th.
At the Container Store, where space comes from.
Where is that music coming from?